Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of four episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.
So I want to thank everybody. I want you to have a great Christmas. I want you to have an incredible New Year. I think we're poised for tremendous success in the United States. And enjoy all that new equipment that we're getting you. It's all made in the USA. Very important. It's made in the USA, every bit of it. So thank you all very much. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Let me be clear. Our request for documents is not a new demand, nor would it create a time-consuming document production effort. I think most of America wants to see all the facts come out, but not in a dilatory way.
She's apparently trying to tell us how to run the trial. You know, I'm not anxious to have this trial, so if she wants to hold on to the papers, let's go right ahead.
Hello and welcome to TrumpCast, or as I like to call it, MeCast. This is being recorded at Mar-a-Lago, my fantastic club down here in Florida, where I just moved because New York, oh, it's horrible. But we have a tremendous show for you today. You're really going to love it. Believe me. It is my favorite time of year. It's Christmas, and you now can say Merry Christmas. You know, under Obama, it was illegal. It was illegal to say Merry Christmas. You would be arrested and sent to some prison somewhere. But under me, the greatest president in the history of presidents, you can say Merry Christmas and be proud. And everyone's saying Merry Christmas. You know what else they're saying? They're saying, we want the tweets. So now it's time for me to do the tweets. Everything we're seeing from Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer suggests that they're in real doubt about the evidence they brought forth so far not being good enough and are very, very urgently seeking a way to find some more evidence. The only way to make this work is to mount some kind of public pressure to demand witnesses. But McConnell has the votes, and he can run this trial any way he wants. At Brit Hume, at Fox and Friends. And Nancy Pelosi, who has already lost the House and speakership once and is about to lose it again, is doing everything she can to delay the zero Republican vote articles of impeachment. She's trying to take over the Senate, and crying Chuck is trying to take over the trial. No way! ... What right does Crazy Nancy have to hold up this Senate trial? None. She has a bad case and would rather not have a negative decision. This witch hunt must end now with a trial in the Senate, or let her default and lose. No more time should be wasted on this impeachment scam. Wasn't that incredible? I'm so incredible. Not only do I write the tweets, I read the tweets. I can really do anything. I have to tell you, I should probably own Twitter. I really, really should look into buying it. Right now, I want to talk about the greatest first lady in the history of first ladies. She is smoking hot. I mean, she's an 11 when you get right down to it. And Melania works so hard behind the scenes. I want all of you to have a look into her creative process decorating the White House for Christmas. We have a very, very special insight. Can we roll that, please?
Being asked to decorate the White House for the holidays is truly one of the biggest honors of my life.
I know it is an honor for you. And I would like to outdo myself from last year. The red trees were both magnificent and captivated the imagination of everybody on Twitter. So I would like to do something like that again, but better.
Yes, we can definitely do something that is better. In fact, we can be the best.
Hashtag be best. You made a joke.
Yes, that was a joke.
So my vision is this. There is a single, what you call a Christmas tree, in the middle of the room, surrounded by four white walls. Some may say it is snow, some may just say it is a barrier.
Yeah, I had a question about that because you are already in four white walls. So are the white walls within the White House? Are
yes,
the white
it walls... is even smaller and more suffocating.
Okay.
And the tree that is in the center, I wonder if we bring tree from exotic faraway place like, oh, I don't know, Slovenia, so that it is a tree that feels not of this place, but still wanting to be part. And the tree is so beautiful. People
yes.
ache for it. They want to get close and touch. But we say, no, no, there's no touching this tree. It is untouchable. Maybe it is because the tree feels this way, or maybe it is because the tree has been forced to feel this way. I am unclear. I must speculate on that a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think we need to get into the tree's feelings that
and
much.
And I'm wondering, too, if we can add some adornment to the tree. Not necessarily decoration, right? Because tree decorated enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that that tree would be something that people look upon it and they say, what a beautiful, unexpected tree trapped in this small white space. I feel drawn to it, yet I am sad for it.
There's some other scribbles on the design that say barren as well. Now, is that referring to the smaller tree that no one is around
yes.
on the designs?
Okay. Yes, but what I want with that smaller tree is for it to be completely hidden so that maybe some people know there's a smaller tree, but many people coming through say, I think there is only one tree. I did not know. But those who do know will think, oh, how beautiful. This small tree is hidden and also sad, but protected.
And then one more part that I noticed here is that you had a very large orange sun in the forefront, almost
yes.
eclipsing the trees. Now, the sun is an orb, so it shines from all directions. But in your design, the sun has fully turned its back on the tree.
Yes, I want the sun to be facing away because the tree has been cut down.
Okay.
So it is no longer connected to the earth. So the sun really has no job for the tree anymore. It does not serve the tree or affect the tree in any way. The tree is sad and beautiful all on its own, just like Christmas. Merry Christmas!
Wow, isn't Melania perfect? She's so lucky to be married to me. And speaking of perfect, what else is perfect? My call with Zelensky. I had people go into the secure server, use the secret code, and I have the call right here. Many, many people have been asking for this call. Well, here it is.
Hello.
Hello, President Zelensky.
President Trump.
Congratulations on a great victory. We all watched from the United States, and you did a terrific job. The way you came from behind, somebody who wasn't given much of a chance, and you ended up winning easily. It's a fantastic achievement. Congratulations.
You're absolutely right, Mr. President. We did win big, and we worked hard for this. We worked a lot, but I would like to confess to you that I had an opportunity to learn from you. We used quite a few of your skills and knowledge, and we were able to use it as an example for our elections. And yes, it is true that these were unique elections. We were in a unique situation that we were able to achieve a unique success. I am able to tell you the following. First time you called me to congratulate me when I won the presidential election, and the second time you are now calling me when my party won the parliamentary election. I think I should run more often so you can call more often and we can talk over the phone more often.
That's a very good idea. I think your country is very happy about this.
Well, yes. To tell you the truth, we are trying to work hard because we wanted to drain the swamp here in our country. We brought in many, many new people, not old politicians, not the typical politicians, because we want to have a new format, a new type of government. You are a great teacher for us. And in that?
Well, it's very nice of you to say that. I will say that we do a lot for Ukraine. We spend a lot of effort, a lot of time, much more than the European countries are doing, and they should be helping you more than they are. Germany does almost nothing for you. All they do is talk. And I think it's something that you should really ask them about. When I was with Angela Merkel, she talks Ukraine, but she doesn't do anything. A lot of the European countries are the same way, so I think it's something you want to look at. But the United States has been very, very good to Ukraine. I wouldn't say that it's reciprocal necessarily, because things are happening that are not good. But the United States has been very, very good to Ukraine.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Not 100%, but actually 1,000%. And I can tell you the following. I did talk to Angela Merkel and I did meet with her. I also met and talked with Macron. And I told them that they are not doing quite as much as they need to be doing on the issues with sanctions.
Mm-hmm.
They are not enforcing the sanctions. They are not working as much as they should work for Ukraine. It mm-hmm. turns out that even though logically the European Union should be our biggest partner, but technically the United States is a much bigger partner than European Union. And I'm very grateful to you for that, because the United States is doing quite a lot for Ukraine, much more than European Union, especially we are talking about sanctions against the Russian Federation. I would also like to thank you for your great support in the area of defense. We are ready to cooperate for the next steps. Specifically, we are almost ready to buy more javelins from the United States for defense purposes.
I would like you to do us a favor. Though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it, I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server. They say Ukraine has it. There are a lot of things that went on. The whole situation, I think you're surrounding yourself with some of the same people. I would like to have the Attorney General call you or your people, and I would like you to get to the bottom of it. As you saw yesterday, the whole nonsense ended with a very poor performance by a man named Robert Mueller, an incompetent performance. But they say a lot of it started with Ukraine. Whatever you can do, it's very important that you do it if that's possible.
Yes, it is very important for me and everything that you just mentioned earlier. For me as the president, it is very important, and we are open for any future cooperation. We are ready to open a new page on cooperation in our relations with the United States and Ukraine. For that purpose, I just recalled our ambassador from United States, and he will be replaced by a very competent and very experienced ambassador who will work hard on making sure that our two nations are getting closer. I would also like and hope to see him having your trust and your confidence and have personal relations with you so we can cooperate even more so. I will personally tell you that one of my assistants spoke with Mr. Giuliani just recently, and we are hoping very much that Mr. Giuliani will be able to travel to Ukraine, and we will meet once he comes to Ukraine. I just wanted to assure you once again that you have nobody but friends around us. I want to make sure that I surround myself with the best and most experienced people. I also wanted to tell you that we are friends. We are great friends, and you, Mr. President, have friends in our country, so we can continue our strategic partnership. I also plan to surround myself with great people, and in addition to that investigation, I guarantee, as President of Ukraine, that all the investigations will be done openly and candidly. That I can assure you.
Good, because I heard you had a prosecutor who was very good, and he was shut down, and that's really unfair. A lot of people are talking about that, the way they shut your very good prosecutor down, and you had some very bad people involved. Mr. Giuliani is a highly respected man. He was the mayor of New York City, a great mayor, and I would like him to call you. I will ask him to call you along with Attorney General. Rudy very much knows what's happening, and he's a very capable guy. If you could speak to him, that would be great. The former ambassador from the United States, the woman was bad news. And the people she was dealing with in the Ukraine were bad news. So I just want to let you know that. The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the attorney general would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me.
I wanted to tell you about the prosecutor. First of all, I understand and I am knowledgeable about the situation. Since we have won the absolute majority in our parliament, the next prosecutor general will be 100% my person, my candidate, who will be approved by the parliament and will start as the new prosecutor in September. He or she will look into the situation, specifically the company that you mentioned in this issue. The issue of the investigation of the case is actually the issue of making sure to restore the honesty. So we will take care of that and will work on the investigation of the case. On top of that, I would kindly ask if you have any additional information that you can provide to us. It would be very helpful for the investigation to make sure that we administer justice in our country. With regard to the ambassador to the United States from Ukraine, as far as I can recall, her name was Ivanovich. It was great that you were the first one who told me that she was bad, Ambassador, because I agree with you 100%. Her attitude towards me was far from the best, and she admired the previous president, and she was on his side. She would not accept me as the new president well enough.
Well, she's going to go through some things. I will have Mr. Giuliani give you a call, and I'm also going to have Attorney General Barr call, and we will get to the bottom of this. I'm sure you will figure it out. I heard the prosecutor was treated very badly, and he was a very fair prosecutor. So good luck with everything. Your economy is going to get better and better, I predict. You have a lot of assets. It's a great country, and I have many Ukrainian friends. They're incredible people.
I would like to tell you that I also have quite a few Ukrainian friends that live in the United States. Actually, last time I traveled to the United States, I stayed in New York near Central Park, and I stayed at the Trump Tower. I will talk to them, and I hope to see them again in the future. I also wanted to thank you for your invitation to visit the United States, specifically Washington, D.C. On the other hand, I also want to ensure you that we will be very serious about the case and will work on the investigation. As to the economy, there is much potential for our two countries, and one of the issues that is very important for Ukraine is energy independence. I believe we can be very successful in cooperating on energy independence with the United States. We are already working on cooperation. We are buying American oil, but I am very hopeful for a future meeting. We will have more time and more opportunities to discuss these opportunities and get to know each other better. I would like to thank you very much for your support.
Good. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that. I will tell Rudy and Attorney General Barr to call. Thank you. Whenever you would like to come to the White House, feel free to call. Give us a date, and we'll work that out, okay? I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I would be very happy to come and would be very happy to meet you personally and get to know you better. I am looking forward to our meeting. And I would also like to invite you to visit Ukraine and come to the city of Kiev, which is a beautiful city. We have a beautiful country which would welcome you. On the other hand, I believe on September 1, we will be in Poland and we can meet in Poland, hopefully. After that, it might be a very good idea for you to travel to Ukraine. We can either take my plane and go to Ukraine, or we can take your plane, which is probably much better than mine.
Okay, we can work that out. I look forward to seeing you in Washington and maybe in Poland because I think we're going to be there at that time.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
All right, congratulations on a fantastic job that you've done. The whole world was watching. I'm not sure it was so much of an upset, but congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bye-bye.
You see, I told you. Perfect call. Well, that's our show for today. What did you think? What did you think? I'm on Twitter basically 24/7. Find me. I'm at JohnnyD23. And that's with an H. JohnnyD23. The show is at Real Trumpcast. And then go over to slate.com/Trumpcast Plus and become a Slate Plus member. Today's the day. Plus, members get all of Slate's podcasts ad-free for only $35 for the first year. And best of all, you'll be supporting the work of Slate, beautiful publication. So go to slate.com/Trumpcast Plus. Our show today was produced by Melissa Kaplan. They do tremendous work. Kate James and Ben Remeka did our sketch today. Very funny. Matt Garris was the voice of my good friend President Zelensky. John DiDomenico is our voice of Donald J. Trump. You know, I have to tell you, this guy, DiDomenico, wow, he's very lucky to be working. The worst Trump I've ever heard. And I'm Donald J. Trump. The J is for genius. Thank you for listening to MeCast. Wait. I was told that I would have equal time and get to talk. This is Senator Bernie Sanders, and I am excited to announce the possibility that we're talking with the Slate people about BernieCast. But in the meantime, make sure you come to my rallies. There's plenty of room. Plenty of room. Everybody can get in. We have a very bad guy in the White House, Donald Trump. He's doing not good. But with me, we're going to do great. We're going to have free college and free ice cream. Ben and Jerry's told me at every one of my rallies, everyone gets free ice cream. But don't eat too much. You don't want the diabetes because then you can't walk and many other things, bad health issues. So I'll see you either on Slate's BernieCast or at one of my rallies coming to you soon. And if you want me to have it in your house, I'll have it in your house. Just make sure that your bathroom is clean. I can't stand a dirty bathroom.